Sorry, yes. This is the first slide, so let's start. Maybe some of you know what this is. This is a slide ruler and really old technology. Technically speaking, it's an analog computer, as I said, but the word analog and analog computer is quite misleading because what's actually meant is an analogy computer, as written here. What does this mean? These computers use analogies between different systems to compute things. And what does this mean? These computers don't have a memory, completely work parallel, and work non-algorithmic. So what does this mean? These computers don't have a processor. Instead, they use differential amplifiers and condensators, for example, to integrate or with a resistor in parallel to the amplifier to build a sum of numbers. Here's an old textbook graphic which really good shows how an analog computer compares to an digital computer. In an analog computer, everything works in parallel, and one funny thing that concludes out of that is that the analog computer, the time that the analog computer needs to solve a problem isn't dependent on the complexity of the problem. So you can have a really big and complicated problem which you want to solve on an analog computer, but it still needs the same time as a really small problem. And that's extremely fascinating if you have big complex systems of differential equations, and maybe about how you program such an analog computer. Well, you, as in all simulations, you have a problem. Out of this problem, you have a model. Out of the model, you can derive equations, and with the help of mathematics, you can directly derive the analog patch of the analog computer. So you have an analog computer like this. You have a patch field on it. That's not quite future-proof. We, as a company, work on developing an analog computer and a chip, but you can directly derive the patch out of the equation if you know how to use mathematics. And there were analog computers before in the history of computing. These computing were big, expensive, and complicated. These were huge 19-inch racks which weighed tons and used a lot of energy. Well, the analog thing, or short dead, is small, affordable, and simple. But now let's take a look at the analog thing. You have all your things an analog computer needs. Such an analog computer consists of different computing elements like summers, integrators, inverters, or coefficient potentiometers, also comparators, and so on. I won't go into the detail here because it's way too complicated for 5 minutes, so let's go on. The analog thing is really expandable. On this side, it has a funny expander, thus you can use more DATs in one system with a parallel cable, and also you can connect a Raspberry Pi or Arduino to the analog thing. Also, the analog thing is open source and a non-for-profit product. Open source, all the schematics, all the PCBs, and everything is online available and downloadable. Also, all the files you need are online. So if you want to, you could build that completely yourself. You also can buy it from us. At the moment, it's quite expensive because electronic parts are quite expensive. But if you can build it cheaper, we are really interested in how you did it. We have a really active community who build a lot of projects with the analog thing, with Arduinos, Raspberry Pis, and so on. And when speaking about an active community, we didn't have anything to do with it. But today, from 16 to 17 o'clock in Hall H, is an self-organized session by someone. I don't know who did it. But if you want to know more about analog computing, I will be there. And then happy analog computing, and always think hybrid. Thanks.
Thank you.